We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we will bring in our man Matt Maiocco to talk about what is going on with the 49ers. And obviously, Matt broke the Parag Marate news. And my first question to you, Matt, thank you for joining us as always, is was Parag Marate your leak about Parag Marate?
You know what? I could sense that one coming on. So, yeah, I'm not sure I completely buy that one about well, first off, I don't know that this is the demotion. I mean, I don't
right.
think that he's – I mean, he's not taking any less money. And, I mean, I don't know the answer to this, but, I mean, I would think there might be a pretty decent chance he's getting even a pay raise. I mean, when you look at people in the organization who have done what ownership has wanted them to do, I mean, Parag Marate has probably brought in a lot of money, and he's probably saved a lot of money with the contracts he's done and all of the outside business ventures that the 49ers have. I mean, that's the one area where you can look at him and go, holy cow, they're doing all these other things. They're making money hand over fist with Levi's Stadium and all the events they've had in there. So, I don't see how this is a demotion other than the fact that I don't think he will be called the team president beyond the Super Bowl or shortly after the Super Bowl. Something will change there.
But right. Sounds like he needs to order
he'll still be managing the salary cap, and he'll still be negotiating player contracts.
Right. The two most important things he does for the team, he will continue to do for the team going forward. So there really isn't that much of a change in his day-to-day other than now being, I guess, the point person at this Sacramento Republic Soccer Club that's going to be going on. So, yeah, it probably comes with a little bit of a bump in salary with more responsibilities up there. Let's talk Parag Marate truths, Parag okay. Marate myths, and Parag Marate reality. I've always felt like, you know, this is a guy who's, if his name were, if his name were Matt Brusoco, okay?
Uh-huh.
If his name were a combination of either of our names, no one would talk about him. But his name is like a Bond villain, so he stands out like a sore thumb, and he's an easy name to remember. Was he involved with whether or not we're going to challenge this play at some point? I do remember that, I believe, that
yeah.
for a moment at Candlestick, he was sitting in the front office box, the coaching box, if you will, and then he was asked not to do that and has not returned to that role. Am I right? Is that a myth or is that a truth?
No, that's a truth. And I think that was probably when he was at his most polarizing self, was when he was in the coach's booth with headsets on and helping with rules interpretations and challenges. And I probably also game management types of situations. Now, I know for a fact that he came up with, with spreadsheets, and I think every coach has a laminated sheet on the sideline that tells them, you know, when they can take a knee, you know, just some mathematical stuff,
right?
When you can take a knee to run out the clock, when you have to run plays, when to call timeouts if you're losing, all those sorts of things. And he did come up with his own take on those types of situations. And I would assume all those are still in play.
Yeah, I mean, but that's
Jim Tom still on the sideline.
Those are not football strategic moments. That's number crunching moments, and I don't mind if a number cruncher is crunching those moments. If he's mm-hmm. vetoing this play for that play, now we got something to talk about. But it never came to that, did it?
No, it never came to that. It came to, you know, the actual, like I said, he would do like studies on game management situations, and that they still have a very active analytics department, but he's not involved as closely in that as he had been in the past. Now it's a a gentleman by the name of Brian Hampton who runs that and is also works under Prague as kind of a secondary contract negotiator. So that has he has pretty much stepped out of the way of all things related to football, except for the cap management and the contract negotiations.
Matt Maiocco, CSN Bay Area Niner Insider, and our friend here on 95.7 The Game. Why now? Why the timing? If the plan was to wait to after the Super Bowl, why wasn't that plan executed? Why are we learning about this now?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think it would have happened after the Super Bowl. But last night, you know, there were some things happening, and I made some phone calls and found out about this pretty late in the evening, but I don't think that anything would have been announced or there would have been anything going on with this until after the Super Bowl.
What you're saying is the only reason why we know about this is because you did a little digging and broke the story. That's why we know about this, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tim Kawakami had reported earlier that there were massive chaos in the 49ers organization, so. You know, I had made a few phone calls and over the course of several hours kind of pieced this one together. That's why it came out now.
Do you know why, Matt, there was massive chaos, Niners, is a headline you could have printed any day over the last 300 days.
This is true.
So what is it about this particular day that led to this particular brand of chaos?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe chaos is kind of overstating it a little bit, but I don't think, you know, I'd been hearing stuff for a while that there were things going on in the front office and never really heard the specifics or could detail the specifics of what was being talked about. So I'm not 100% sure that this is what I've been hearing about. I mean, this is a time when, you know, Kaepernick was, and I shouldn't say front office, I should say with the organization. I mean, it was a time when, you know, there was serious thought given to benching Colin Kaepernick, which, you know, about a week or two after that came to fruition. You know, obviously there's going to be ongoing talk about the general manager, the head coach, and the coaching staff. But, you know, when you look at, and I'm just looking at the 49ers media guide that was printed in July, and most of Prague Marate's bio talks about the off the field stuff, you know, the other 49ers business interests, their business ventures and all of that, and the soccer team and this app that was created for Levi Stadium. So I don't see that his job description is going to change much with this, but it was just the formality, I think, of announcing it to the staff, which Jed York did this morning, and then to the public.
What do you do? Let's change gears because, look, I don't think that this is a big story about Prague, and I don't think it's like the first official, you know, chip off the Jed York inner sanctum or is going to lead to a dramatic Trent Baalke is next out. I don't think any of that's in play here. So let's have me, unless you disagree, let me ask you like one or two football questions about this game in Chicago. What does this team
Fire
want
away.
To see?
Yeah.
What does this team want to see from Blaine Gabbert the rest of the way that mean Blaine is the starter in 2016? What automatically qualifies him to be the guy next year? If Blaine does X, he's the starter.
I think if Blaine throws more touchdowns than interceptions, if he gets sacked, you know, fewer times than Kaepernick did, if he manages the game. I mean, I think the 49ers would love for him to be kind of the next Alex Smith, you know, a guy that, you know, isn't going to be going to Pro Bowls necessarily, you know, who isn't going to put a team on his back and carry them to victory, but who can be just a serviceable, solid quarterback. And, you know, as long as he doesn't have those Blaine Gabbert moments when, you know, inexplicably he just fires the ball to the wrong team, I think, you know, it's pretty clear right now that if you were to put a betting line up of which quarterback is the odds-on favorite to start the 2016 season as the 49ers starting quarterback, it's Blaine Gabbert. So he just has to keep it together and show progress. And at some point, obviously the team would like him, and certainly the fan base would love for him to score some more points. They still haven't scored 20 points with him at the helm, but you know, through three games, he's done okay. He's done better than Kaepernick had been doing up to this point. So, I mean, all signs right now are pretty encouraging. Not that he's going to be a superstar, but at least he can kind of hold things together and maybe turn into the long-term starter, but at least be a bridge quarterback to get them to their next long-term starting quarterback.
Hey, I don't want to hear about Adam Gase being left at the altar in an interview or being bait and switched at the end. A lot of interviews don't end up with job offers. But the one guy who might have an axe to grind here officially is Vic Fangio. Do you know him to be a vengeful man, Matt?
I think I would be really surprised if Vic doesn't want to do a pretty good number on the 49ers. Yeah, I mean, look at the work he did for them. I mean, for four seasons, he was the rock of that coaching staff in a lot of ways, just kind of an even keel, lunch pail kind of coach who really, when you think about it, that defense did the heavy lifting for the team. You know, three straight NFC championship games, one trip to the Super Bowl. And that defense was always top five defense in the league, whereas the offense, you know, sputtered from time to time. So if anybody's job performance merited getting a shot at the head coaching job, it was Vic Fangio. But for whatever reason, and I never really got to the bottom of it, why it didn't work out, or why the 49ers didn't envision him as being head coaching material. But yeah, I would think that Vic would really want to have his defense, which, by the way, I mean, that's not a great defense with the Chicago Bears. There's very little talent on that defense, but he's gotten them playing, you know, middle-of-the-pack defensive football in the NFL, which is a lot better than most people thought they'd be doing.
Yeah, when you got average talent, that's when good coaching matters the most, which is ironic to me because there's nobody who would have been better fit to coach the 2015 Niners than Jim Harbaugh, if you really think about it. Matt, great to talk to you as always. Thanks an awful lot. Have a good time in Chicago, my friend.
All right, Damon, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Matt Maiocco.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.